Hello and welcome to Food Freedom, Self-Love and Health podcast, where we talk about breaking up with diets and food rules, finding food freedom and learning to accept, love and nourish ourselves. Today we are talking about emotional eating in the episode number 25. So emotional eating is one of those topics that's always kind of popular. You are always going to see influencers demonizing it and diet culture selling you all sorts of like quote-unquote mindset changes and so on, so that you could like avoid emotional eating forever. And like, it's always kind of stigmatized and seen as like the worst thing that you can do. And so I decided to talk about that today, because actually there is value in emotional eating, and actually we can never ever completely avoid emotional eating, because we are humans and human beings have emotions. So it's just not realistic or possible to expect from ourselves to never eat emotionally. So I think it's important for us to have like a neutral view of emotional eating, because that is what's going to help you prevent going back over and over and over again to the emotional eating. And so like, it's important for us to understand that even our first experience of life was emotional eating, right? Like, the first thing that we did on this earth was eating emotionally, and like, not only emotionally, but like, we connected food with the greatest emotion of all, like that emotion of love and being cared for and nurtured and connecting to your parents, right? So like, it's impossible for us to separate emotions and eating. And actually, it's impossible for us to separate emotions and anything. It's just like how humans work. So I think that like, it's just unnecessary to have this entire conversation of demonizing emotional eating and saying that eating shouldn't be emotional, because all through our lives food is related to emotional experiences, right? Whether it's like when you were born, or like when you were a child and you would get sick and your parents would make you like a chicken soup or a vegetable, it doesn't matter, or like a Christmas dinner with your family, or even just like going with your best friend that you didn't see in a while for like having a piece of cake and a cup of tea with them and catching up and laughing and so on. Like, all of those experiences are emotional, and eating that is included in those experiences is emotional, like one way or another, right? Like, if you are at a wedding celebration, right, you are going to eat the wedding cake, and it's not going to be eaten because you physically were craving a wedding cake. It's an occasion, it's a celebration, it's a symbol and tradition and so on, right? So like, we need to understand that food is not just like calories and nutrients and so on. Food is emotional, right? Of course, not every time that we eat is going to be an emotional experience, but it's important for us to understand that emotions are just a part of life, and trying to convince ourselves and make ourselves never eat emotionally again, it's just not realistic, and it's just going to like create this new food anxiety. And we don't need more food anxieties. We have enough of that being sold to us through diet culture, right? So it's really important for you to understand that in and of itself, eating emotionally is not bad, okay? It doesn't make you a bad person. it has like no moral value whatsoever on your like human beingness. You are not a bad person because you ate emotionally, you didn't fail, it's not the worst thing that you could have done, like if you had a stressful day or something like that and you were eating emotionally, like just think at least you are not doing drugs, right? But seriously, like it's like we need to let go of that guilt and shame about eating emotionally. And a big part of letting go of guilt and shame around food is in general rejecting the diet culture and in general healing your relationship with food, because then when you have all the foods available, you are much, much less likely to be eating emotionally in the first place, because there's nothing special about it, right? Nobody goes to, like, after a stressful day or something like that, to eat emotionally, like, spinach. Nobody does that, right? It's always those foods that are quote-unquote bad and quote-unquote forbidden and stuff like that that we normally wouldn't allow ourselves to eat. And then when we do feel bad, when we do feel overwhelmed, then we reach for those foods because we think that, like, screw it, at least I'm going to have ice cream if everything sucks, right? But when all the foods are allowed, when you are an intuitive eater, like, it's not going, it's just not going to be that special, okay? So you need to be letting go of the guilt, and you need to be letting go of the shame, and you need to understand that food has no moral value, and eating has no moral value, and even if you did eat emotionally, even if you overate emotionally, like, that was the best that you could have done for yourself. You didn't know any better, and it doesn't make sense to be blaming yourselves. It doesn't make sense that beating yourself up for it. It makes sense to understand that you did the best you could to suit yourself in the moment, and understanding that you can now learn that there are other ways to take care of yourself, so that in the future you maybe reach out for the phone and call your best friend and have a conversation with them or something like that, instead of eating a tub of ice cream, right? Like, it's just what happens kind of naturally when you become an intuitive eater, when you allow the foods to be in your world consistently, right? If you know that you can have ice cream every single day, if you want to have it every single day, it's hardly going to feel like this special food that's going to suit your emotions, right? And besides, when you are intuitive eater, when you are taking care of your health in a weight neutral way, like, for example, if you are in Health for All, my program, or even like later when I launch intuitive eating through holidays again, there is also this entire part of the program where we talk about self-care and how to care for your mental health and for your emotional health and so on without necessarily reaching for food, but also giving ourselves permission that, like, if the food is like the best thing that you can do for yourself in that moment, then that's okay. You are not a bad person, right? Like, and there are situations in life where nothing can suit you as well as food does, right? That's why we have, like, comfort foods. That's why when your loved ones are sick, you make them tea and give them soup and stuff like that. Like, it's just nurturing, it's emotion, it's like food for the soul. So there is no it's just unnecessary to feel guilty about that and to feel like you have done something wrong, right? The issue with emotional eating is when that's your only way to dealing with stressful situations, right? So while in and of itself emotional eating is not quote-unquote bad and it's not quote-unquote forbidden or anything like that, it is problematic. It's not going to feel good for you if that's like the only way that you know how to soothe yourself, how to distract yourself, how to deal with the overwhelm or with the stress and anxiety and difficult situations in life, right? Because like you need to have this self-care toolbox where you can choose something else that is also going to be soothing and helpful for you and help you deal with those difficult emotions in life, right? Because it's like we cannot not have these bad quote-unquote emotions. We cannot like feeling angry or stressed or bored or happy, all of those things, like that's a normal human specter of emotions, and like we are going to be feeling all of this. So it is important for you to know how to deal with emotions without food, while also knowing that you are not a bad person if the food was the only thing that you could have done for yourself or the thing that felt the best at that moment, right? So like it's just about like expanding your ways of dealing with emotions, right? Because if every time when you feel stressed or when you feel anything, you reach for food and you try to forget those issues with like an ice cream or something, and then you overeat that ice cream, and then you have the issue where you feel guilty and I don't know, overly full or like bloated or something like that, and then you hate that and you still have the original issue that you were trying to forget, right? So it didn't really help you deal with those emotions. That's why like emotional eating shouldn't be your only way to be dealing with emotions, okay? So first of all, now we understand that guilt and shame are useless and are not going to help you. First of all, it's not going to help you, quote unquote, stop eating emotionally. Second of all, there's nothing bad or wrong in eating emotionally from time to time. We all do it. It's just a part of a human experience. And on that note, it's really important for you to understand that when you are an intuitive eater, food is not going to feel so emotional and it's not going to feel so soothing because it's just normal food that's a part of your everyday life, which allows you to understand when you do eat emotionally to have compassion for yourself, because you will know like, huh, I don't do this usually, like out of curiosity, why did I eat emotionally now? Why did I need like the box of cookies now? What happened today that triggered me and I didn't have any other tool or any other idea of how to deal with that overwhelm, with that emotion, whatever it is? Like, what's happening, right? And you can approach that experience of eating emotionally in a helpful and compassionate way that's going to actually positively affect the situation, because you'll be able to see like, huh, I ate a tub of ice cream because this situation in my relationship, in my business, in my like relationship with my boss or whatever is so overwhelming that I simply don't know what to do about it, how to get out of it, and so on. maybe I could ask someone for help, maybe I could, I don't know, Google it or read a book on the topic. I always go for reading a book. Or maybe I can just call a friend and like tell them about my situation and they could help me figure out how to handle this so that the next time I don't feel helpless and I don't feel like going home and eating a box of cookies, right? So when you are emotional, when you are emotionally eating as an intuitive eater, it can actually be really valuable for you because it gives you the insight into the situations in life where you can, when you feel helpless, where you feel like you can't do anything else about it except try to forget it with food. And that is really helpful because it allows you to open up the conversation with yourself to try to handle that situation differently, or at least to try to deal with that situation differently. So the next time when your boss is being a jerk, instead of coming home and eating a pack of cookies because you feel helpless, you can start maybe looking for another job, or you can start like kickboxing, which would be a great way to release that emotion too, right? So like when you are an intuitive eater, you get to identify the real issue. And you can be consciously involved in your emotional process and know what you are feeling. And even if like, it doesn't matter if it's like after you ate a box of cookies, or even if you just like took it and asked yourself, huh, do I feel like eating cookies? Or am I just tired? Or am I just mad? Am I just sad? What's happening, right? You get that opportunity to ask yourself what you truly need and what can truly help you in that situations, instead of just stuffing yourself with food, hoping that somehow it will just go away, right? And then it opens up this beautiful opportunity for you to deal with your emotions without food, right? So when you identify what is the real issue, when you identify what you feel and how you can see how you can approach that emotion from another perspective. Maybe there is something that you can do about it. Maybe you just need to sit and feel whatever you need to feel and stop yourself and understand that emotions are a normal part of human life, and we are all going to feel sad, overwhelmed, anxious, everything, like everything that you can possibly feel. It's just a normal human emotion, and you can just like sit with it, accept that it's the way that you feel, and like just be there, right? See where is it coming from and so on. And also then you can see what are some other ways that you can be dealing with your emotions that are not eating, right? Like sometimes food is the only thing that can suit you, and that's fine. But when you are an intuitive eater, most of the times it's not gonna be food that can suit you. It's going to be like cuddling with your pet, or going for a walk, or like calling a friend, or whatever that is for you, or just like watching your favorite show on Netflix, like, or you just need a good cry, right? There are a lot of options to to be dealing with our emotions that don't include eating. Therefore, like, eating can just be a little part of it, right? And so when you ditch the diets, when you are at peace with food, when all of the foods are just normal foods that fit into your world, it opens up this whole new perspective of how you can be dealing with your emotions, but also staying compassionate towards yourself and knowing that it's not possible never to eat emotionally. It's just not like it's a part, emotional eating is a part of having a healthy relationship with food, and there is no need to try to be like perfect and avoid emotional eating, because that's not like, that's not the point. That's not gonna help you. That's just going to create more anxiety with food. It's just going to push you further into restriction, and that's going to push you into that diet binge cycle. That's not going to help you. And firstly, because it's useless, and secondly, because when you are stuck feeling guilty that you ate a pack of cookies, you don't have the mental capacity to also be thinking about how do I handle this emotion that I'm feeling right now? Is there something that I can do? Like, should I get a new job? Should I stop being friends with someone or start some other project or whatever it is, right? Like, when you allow yourself to eat emotionally and to be conscious of your emotions and to be compassionate, that opens up a dialogue like that that can help you compassionately and gently nudge yourself towards some sort of a solution, instead of just being, oh my god, I can't believe I ate a whole pack of cookies, I'm such a horrible person, I'm gonna be starting a new diet tomorrow, this is getting out of control, and blah blah blah, like all of those negative and like unhelpful thoughts that are not going to solve anything. Because if you do start a new diet tomorrow, you're just going to end up restricting and overeating again, right? It's not like this time is not going to be different. Like, if there was a quote unquote this time will be different, if there was any truth to that, we wouldn't be doing the diet and binge cycle 500 times. Like, it would happen once and then people would just stay on their diets forever, but that doesn't happen because it's impossible. So like, let's just allow ourselves to be human beings, allow ourselves to understand that the part of the human experience is having emotions, and that the food is also always going to be a part of our lives. So it's important to have this healthy, positive relationship with food where we don't feel anxiety, guilt, shame, and where we don't feel restricted, and where we don't feel like we are bad people because we ate a pack of cookies, okay? It's like essentially important for us to understand this and to have just a peaceful experience when we eat, and to think about food in a different way that's actually going to be useful for us. And also, I know that inevitably there is going to be someone saying like, but if I allow myself to just eat emotionally, I'm going to eat every single day, all day, and blah blah blah. Like, I hear this all the time, and I know that that is a completely valid fear. Everyone had that fear at some point in their intuitive eating journey, but I'm here to tell you that luckily it just doesn't work that way. It never ever happens that you like unconditionally allow yourself to have all of your favorite foods like whenever you want in your eating world, and that then you end up like binge eating those foods and emotionally eating every single day. Because when food is allowed, it's no longer special. That's the reason why rarely anyone goes to like binge on broccoli, because like that's something that's always allowed, even though I also heard diet people saying that broccoli is actually not healthy for us. Like, they can't leave any food in peace. But anyways, like, we don't do that because we know we can just have broccoli. And if we feel the same way about cookies, they are no longer going to be this anchor that helps us, distracts us from the issues that we have in life. It becomes just a cookie, and then you eat a cookie or two and you are happy because they are delicious and you are satisfied and you move on with your life. Okay, so although the fear of I'm going to eat everything and I'm just going to be emotionally eating for the rest of my life is a valid fear, I'm here to tell you that like it's just not the reality. That is the restriction talking. That is the restriction of like cookies are bad and I shouldn't eat 500 cookies talking. And if I allow myself to eat emotionally or to eat like in general, I'm just going to eat all of the cookies. But let's stop for a moment and think about if there was a situation where you were forced to eat cookies every day, like if you had to eat like 3 packs of cookies a day, you would get bored in like 3 days. It's just not the reality of what happens. So there's no need for you to be scared of like this endless eating of forbidden quote-unquote and bad quote-unquote foods. It's just not going to happen, okay? So, to sum it all up, emotional eating in and of itself is not a bad thing. And if we are being realistic, there are like far worse ways that people could be dealing with emotions than eating a couple of cookies. Like they could be abusive or alcoholics or so on, right? So in a grand scope of things, eating a pack of cookies is not that bad, right? So that's the first thing. The second thing is like when you ditch the diets and the guilt and the anxiety that food restrictions bring to you, you open up this way to see what really is behind the emotional eating. When you put that feelings of, oh my God, I am a horrible person because I ate this, if you put those feelings aside, then you can focus on what really happened, what was the situation that triggered the emotional eating. And also it allows you to explore other ways of dealing with your emotions, because long-term, if emotional eating is the only way that you know how to deal with any emotions in your life, that's just not going to feel good to you, and it's just not going to be sustainable for you long-term, and therefore it doesn't make sense. We need to have a variety of ways of how to handle stress and anxieties and difficult situations in life, okay? So I want you to approach your emotional eating with compassion. I want you to approach eating in general and you living your life and being yourself with compassion, because you are always doing your best. Sometimes it's not like the quote-unquote ideal choice, but that doesn't matter, because there is always tomorrow and you can always like see it as an opportunity to learn more and to become more of yourself and to build a healthier and more positive relationship with yourself and with food. Okay, I love you so much. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, let me know what was your favorite part. Okay, see ya.